This season can be stressful for anyone, with planning and travel and maybe some family tension thrown in. If you're prone to anxiety, it's a bad combination to have the stress plus the emphasis on food everywhere, buffets, appetizers, multi-course meals.
You know, if you don't have an eating disorder, this is not an issue for you.
Jean Wickham is a therapist at the Moore Center in Bellevue.
So it's kind of hard to comprehend how someone would use food as a way to cope with a difficult emotional situation.
The holidays are a trigger for someone struggling with anorexia, bulimia, or binge eating. Those eating disorders are types of mental illness, and this time of year, counselors say they see about a 20% bump in inquiries. The vast majority are young women. Often, an eating disorder is related to extreme perfectionism or craving acceptance, and those demands come rushing in during holiday gatherings. Then New Year's resolutions add to the challenges. Getting fit's generally a healthy goal, but people with eating disorders take it to an extreme, sometimes exercising for hours a day and then not eating properly. That can make them sick. Family and friends can help by not making food the center of attention. Change the topic and plan some other activities, and by being a good listener. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.